First section. Lectures by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Chapter 1. Utilizing Our Fortune. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are all now present at His place of pastimes, Sri Navadeep Dham, a very auspicious and transcendental place. Mahaprabhu appeared in Sri Mayapur and played here in the nine islands of Navadeep: Antadeep, Samantadeep, Kodrumadeep, Madhyadeep, Koladeep, Modadrumadeep, Janadeep, and Ritudeep. These are the nine islands, and everywhere here Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on. They are eternal. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Adyapiha Chaitanya e Sabha Leela Kare Yara Bhagye Thake Se Dekhaye Nirantare. Those pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are still going on, and those who are very fortunate can see that through their transcendental vision. Everything is always covered by illusion, Maya, and to our eyes this Navadeep Dham is also covered by that illusion. There are two types of Maya, Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. Yoga Maya is always giving nourishment to her Lord, whereas Mahamaya prevents any disturbance from entering that plane. Our soul is now covered by illusion. We are attracted by the Chaya Shakti, the shadow power of Krishna. Therefore we now live far from that transcendental world. But when Krishna will bestow His mercy upon our head, Maya will remove the illusion from us, and we will be able to see the transcendental Dham, and we shall also be able to serve there. The Maya Shakti is very heavy for us because we are very tiny souls. She is always attracting us through her illusion. In one way, it is for our rectification, no doubt, but it is not a happy position for the conditioned souls. However, we will get relief from this environment if we try to know our position and what is Krishna consciousness. If we do this, then by the mercy of Krishna and His devotee, we will get strength to come out from the illusory environment, and when we try, Krishna will help us. That assistance comes to us through His devotees. Everything comes through the proper channel. Sometimes direct mercy comes from the upper level, but normally or generally it comes through the established proper channel. Sadhu Shastra Kripayai Jadi Krishnon Mukhahaya Se Jiva Nistare Maya Tahare Charaya. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The mercy of the sadhu and guru takes us to the transcendental level. When we can stand firm in our position there, then Mayadevi will leave us. It is necessary to try to preach this type of conception. As much as we have it ourselves, we are to distribute this clear vision and give it to others. Everywhere there is some possibility, from the lowest level up to the highest, everyone can try to give some good to others. Actually, our only life's goal is Krishna consciousness, and it is coming through sadhu, guru, and Vaishnava. It comes from their mercy, through our sincere activity of service to them. You are fortunate to be connected with such knowledge. Somehow or other, you have received some experience and inspiration, and that is why you have come here, and you are trying to increase your mood of devotion as much as possible. Many devotees constantly feel disturbances from many things. From within themselves, they are subject to kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarja, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. The only way to gain relief from such a position has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Vacho vegam, manasaha krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udaro pasta vegam, etan vegam yo vishaheta dhiraha, sarvam apimam prithivin sa shishyat. From Sri Upadeshamrita. It is necessary to try to control these tendencies within us, and it is only possible through service. When the mood of eternal service to Krishna will reveal itself in our heart, then everything else will leave us. At that time, our intention will always be directed only for the service of Sri Guru Vaishnava. The scriptures say, Sadhu Sangha. A sadhu is one who is a perfect servitor. He is always engaged in service to Krishna with his full energy. One who has no desire for himself or anything except service to Krishna, he is a real sadhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakali Ashanta. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ashanta means people who are always disturbed by the illusory environment. However, one can automatically get relief from the reactions of his bad activities if he can have no desire for his own purpose, but can constantly try to give satisfactory service to Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnava. Many of our friends always feel disturbances from their mundane activities, but they can control them very easily. The method is to try very intensely and exclusively to engage themselves in service to Guru and the Vaishnavas. Such service goes directly to Krishna. If they try in that way, they will get relief from the illusory environment. We are always between hopefulness and hopelessness. Hope comes when we are correcting ourselves in line with the transcendental world. But when we are disconnected from that level, then a hopeless position comes to us. It is therefore always necessary to keep connection with that transcendental level. And if we try in the way of service, we will gain relief very easily. Kama esha krodha esha rajuguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidyenang iha vairinam. From Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There are three kinds of qualities or modes of nature, gunas, always playing within our body and mind: sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun. Of these, sattvaguns sometimes can give a good result for our practicing life, but the true practicing life is mainly beyond the three qualities of nature, and that is called nirgun. Krishna advised in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, quote, you always try to stay in the level of nirgun, where these three, sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun, have no play. End of quote. Sattvagun can give us auspiciousness and take our mind to an auspicious level, but Krishna consciousness lives beyond even that. Attachment to Krishna is necessary. Rupa Goswami Prabhu quoted, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalang janma koti sukritair na labhyate. Hankering is the main thing necessary to gain that transcendental knowledge. When that will reveal itself in our heart fully, other disturbances will automatically leave us, just as when the sun rises in the east, all darkness is dispelled from our section of the earth. So it is necessary for us to have hankering for Krishna Bhakti. We can see in the Vedas many varieties of auspicious practicing moods. The Vedanta, Puranas, Upanishads, etc. are all always indicating that nirguna plane and trying to take us to that level. If we cannot stay in that nirguna plane, we will not receive the full result. Therefore, our activity, mood and everything, whether vidhi or raga, should always be such as to try to take us to that higher level. But we must want it, then we can go there, otherwise not. Bhukti mukti spriha yavat pishachi hridi vatate tavat bhakti sukhasyatra katham abhyuddayo bhavet. When attachment and attraction for mundane things live within our heart, they are called pishachi, witches. If witches have us under their spell, then how can Krishna bhakti live there? Srila Rupa Goswami says it is not possible. Still, if we try with our best mood of service to attain that position, we must get it. It may be sudden or it may be after a long time, but if we try, we must get that position, there is no doubt. That attempt is called sadhana. Sadhana is the means to the end. Generally, our sadhana guides us to the upper level and prevents us from falling down to a lower level. Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc. is bhakti sadhana, but other kinds of sadhana exist under the guidance of different departments of Vedic knowledge, such as yoga sadhana, jnana sadhana, karma sadhana, etc. The intention of all these types of practice is to take us to a higher position. But the topmost position and the actual need for our supreme transcendental benefit is only bhakti yoga. Without bhakti yoga, other kinds of sadhana, such as bhukti or mukti, cannot give us the proper result. So if we try to practice shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam, etc., the 9 kinds of bhakti sadhana under the guidance of a proper sadhu, then we will easily receive the good result. This Navadha Bhakti Pita is Navadip Dham. Each of the 9 islands of Navadip gives some special facility for our practicing life. This place, Kolodip, is called Padasevana Kshetra, the place where we can gain direct connection with Krishna through the worship of his lotus feet. But if we really want that, then we should sincerely try to get it through the expert. Then easily we can have his connection. In the scriptures, we can see that Krishna's devotee always tries to satisfy the devotees. That position is a supermost position. But at present we are living in another position, that is, Manojagat, which means the mental world. And that mental world has grown up from the Maya Jagat, the illusory environment. First, we must try to disconnect ourselves from the mental world and fully surrender to Krishna. Then we will receive help from him. Krishna yari kripa kare kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikhaya apane. From Krishna comes inspiration to attain the transcendental world. He will send a sadhu, a guru, a Vaishnava, and through them we will receive some light and strength. Easily we shall be able to practice with their help and attain our destination. There is no doubt that all of you here are fortunate to have a connection with the transcendental world and to have hankering. Otherwise, why would you have come here? You must try to achieve that transcendental plane through your mood of service, and you will get it very easily if you try in the proper way. The proper way is to satisfy Guru and the Vaishnavas. When Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj established this Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat, he simply wanted a place to practice devotional life along with a very few followers. But now it has grown in a very big way, and day by day, in order to help others, it is growing bigger. But the line of Srila Guru Maharaj is a very exclusive devotional line. If we want to serve Srila Guru Maharaj exclusively and not see anything else, we will be relieved of all troubles. We must try to serve Guru very attentively, for only then will we get that chance. Otherwise, we will be cheated. Srila Guru Maharaj was very simple-hearted. He did not want to cheat anyone, and that is why he did not make many complications. In his life, he only showed Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. We are also trying to proceed within the line of his vision. But if his mercy will not act within us, we will not get that. So in an exclusive way, we must try to satisfy Srila Guru Maharaj. Then he will be very happy. Under the guidance of our mind, we may try many things, but that is not really bhakti. Our mind is always going this way and that way. The fickle and mad mind can do anything, but a good result will not always come from that. If we do good things, then a good result will come to us. If we do not, then a bad result will come to us. Such is our position. We will gain relief from the illusory environment only if in an exclusive way we try to follow our Gurudev. Many people can say many things. Also the Shastras are very vast. All the scriptures are full of knowledge, no doubt, but they are so vast that we cannot discover from them what is good for us. But the sadhu, guru and the Vaishnavas simply try to satisfy Krishna. And if we follow them, we will easily get the full result of all scriptural advice. Therefore, we shall try to proceed in a simple way. Mahaprabhu has also instructed us that it is not necessary to do many things. Just chant Hare Krishna, engage in Vaishnava Seva, and do Prasad Seva. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Sri Murtira Shadhaya Sevana Sakala Sadhana Shrestha E Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janmaya E Panchera Alpasanga. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Try to satisfy the servitors of Krishna and you will easily receive the result, Krishna Prema, through them. This path is very simple. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and engage in Vaishnava Seva. Don't look this side or that, but give your attention only to the service of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, and that will be helpful for you. Question by a devotee. In the West, one of the most common questions the devotees ask is how they can have a service connection. What service can they do? We tell them that they can help the mat in various ways and give some service donation, and in this way engage themselves in connection with here. But especially in the West, life is very full and there is always the opportunity of complete engagement in Maya. There are newspapers, television, radio, etc. The devotees have their work, their family, and so many things. So they want to know how they can feel they have a constant seva connection, some bhakti connection going on daily. As well as giving to and helping the central mat, what can they do? Reply by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. I am thinking they know better than myself. That is, they are doing it and they are trying to serve. Still, it is true. How will they feel connected? In which way will they serve? And what is that service? It is necessary first to surrender to Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, and second, to follow their directives. Service is, what they advise me to do, I will do that. And what is necessary for the satisfaction of Guru? Guru is always giving some instructions to the disciple, and if the disciple tries to serve his Guru accordingly, then he will receive the desired result. If my Guru will say, you preach village to village, then if I go village to village, that will be service for me. If Guru Dev says, you try to make a center here for preaching Krishna consciousness, then if I try to do that with heart and soul, that is my practicing life. Everything depends on the satisfaction of Guru. In the same way, where there is no Guru present, but other Vaishnavas are there, service to the Vaishnava will also go to Guru, and he will be pleased by that. The Guru must be perfect, otherwise the result will not come out perfectly. So when the devotees are working in their country, they should try to follow the instructions of Guru. They will try within their circumstances to do as much as possible for the satisfaction of Guru and Vaishnava. Otherwise, what will they do? Everyone everywhere spends their life for eating, sleeping, enjoying, fearing and protecting themselves, and then dying, taking birth and dying. But that is not really life. Real life is that we can do something of eternal value. If anyone can do something in connection with the eternal world, they will receive an eternal result. That connection comes through transcendental knowledge, consciousness and activity. So we have no other way than to follow the instructions of Guru. If I think the eternal life is good and I want it, I must follow my instructor. If he is a perfect devotee, what he will say will be good for me. Otherwise, if my instructor is not perfect, the result also may not be good. So, east or west, south or north, everywhere it is necessary to follow Gurudev as perfectly as possible. Follow means that his order is sufficient for me. Do this and you'll be satisfied. But strong faith is necessary there, otherwise it will not be possible to follow in a perfect way. Everything is connected with faith. The Guru is connected with the faithful plane, and when he will give that connection to his disciple, that is also within the faithful plane. Otherwise, so many things can give an auspicious result and a pious future birth. But bhakti is not of that character. Pattistu bhagavat pattaha sangena parijayate. It will grow with the activity of the Atma. So now our activity will be to follow the practitioner's life. Srila Swami Maharaj, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada said, quote, first you chant the Maha Mantra without counting, then chant by counting on beads, then take Harinam. Before taking Harinam, you must first practice for 6 months or 1 year. Close quote. But actually, this is not the real position of the practitioner. The real process is that when you get the beads from a perfect guru, from there you will get the power of the mantra, the Maha Mantra, and his order will give you strength to chant. If you engage attentively in that chanting, you will get a good result. But when he wanted to advise the general mass to chant, but they did not know anything, they had not even heard Hare Krishna before, what was he to do? Some sort of practicing was necessary. When a young boy first tries to write something, he just makes a mark or a line. Then he gradually gains some finer control of his hand, and soon we can see an A or a B taking its proper form. Srila Swami Maharaj tried to encourage the Westerners in this way, and no doubt it is one kind of process. It depends upon the mood of the practitioners, and if they will get some clear feelings, then immediately they will try to chant the Maha Mantra perfectly. And at that time, help will come from the upper level. Krishna will help in the form of Guru. So for one who is very active and tries always to be engaged, the instructions of Guru give some work to him. And through that work, his mood to practice and increase his bhakti yoga will develop. That work can itself immediately be in the category of bhakti yoga. If someone can practice properly, and if his inner hankering wants that, immediately that job can be transformed into bhakti. Everything depends on the mood of the devotee. Someone may go for collection, someone else may cook, another may clean. But everything depends on the individual's mood, whether it will be karma or bhakti. If someone will follow his guru's instructions in a surrendered mood, it will be bhakti. Otherwise, it will be pious karma. If anyone will follow the instructions of the scriptures and guru, he will always receive a good result. But that is not necessarily bhakti. It is a big difficulty for everyone if they are not conscious of their purpose. Srila Guru Maharaj always emphasized the word consciousness. Everything is living within consciousness. The result depends on the devotee's mental position, so first he must try to cleanse his heart. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yat ashnasi, yat chuhoshi didasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva mad arpanam. Krishna has clarified everything for us and given us a very easy way. Quote, everything you do and everything you want to do, whether eating, sacrificing, going anywhere, etc., connect everything with me, then that will be bhakti. Close quote. First, it is necessary to finalize what our need is and what is the process to achieve it. If we need bhakti yoga to Krishna, and if we do not want to stay within the illusory environment, and if we feel the necessity to go to the transcendental world, our own home, then with full heart we must try to achieve that. We shall try to search out that place where it is available and wholeheartedly try to follow the instructions we receive there. This is the main thing for everyone, but circumstances can take us in many ways and to many places. We must try to proceed steadily within our track and not allow ourselves to go out of the track. This is our necessity. Question by a devotee. Maharaj, I have a question. When Srila Prabhupada left the world, many of his disciples, in the name of exclusive worship of him, went on with their devotional service, but they made many mistakes and their service sometimes went in a wrong way. Later, many persons in the name of exclusive worship of Srila Guru Maharaj also made many mistakes, and sometimes their actions went in a wrong way. So I want to know from you, what does it mean to serve the Uttama Adhikari devotee? Why do those persons make such mistakes, and how can we properly understand the correct position? Reply by Srila Govinda Maharaj. It is in some way coming from one's fortune. One who has good fortune will not leave his track. What he received from his Gurudev, he will try to follow, and his endeavor will always be within the proper track. Your question is good for everyone. After Srila Swami Maharaj left, why have some of his devotees gone out from their track? Also, after Srila Guru Maharaj, some are going out of the track. But why? It depends upon their Sukriti, their spiritual fortune. We see that they served Srila Swami Maharaj, or they served Srila Guru Maharaj, but actually they did not get the proper way, the real service connection. At that time, however, by the influence of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, that shortcoming was covered. The disciples did many activities enthusiastically, but they actually did not know what devotional service is. When Gurudev disappeared, his influence of covering the shortcoming in the disciples also withdrew with him. At that time, some of the devotees got back their previous subtle position, and they became confused. Ultimately, it depends upon their own karma, their good fortune, and also the quality of their practicing life. These three will contribute towards a good result. It is necessary for the devotees to know very clearly what they want to practice. Then they will not go off the track. And in that, also their good fortune and good activities are necessary. Otherwise, they will not reach their goal. We must be able to recognize what is what. It is a fact that even when Krishna was present, not everyone could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shishupal and Dantavakra had the chance to be with Krishna, but they could not understand who he was. Also, many saw Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but they did not understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So some fortune must work behind seeing. After Srila Swami Maharaj left, the illusory environment came with more force. When Krishna left from this mundane world, at that time also the illusory environment again asserted itself strongly. Whenever a great soul disappears, some disturbance is caused by the illusory environment, and it tries to catch and conquer the heart of the weak devotees. Not only the weak devotees, but the good workers also. It will try to conquer them, but those who are fully surrendered to their guru will not be captured by that illusion, and those who are good followers will also not fall into that illusion. Those who are not settled within their own track will easily leave their position. And to some degree this has happened. We can live with a sadhu and take his association, but we may not get real sadhu sangha merely by living with him. Bugs may live in the bed of a sadhu. Lice may even be so close to him that they live in his hair and take his blood, but they are not engaging in sadhu sangha. So the unfortunate souls leave the track. Otherwise the true path is a very easy thing. One instruction Srila Guru Maharaj used to always give me when I first came to him was, "What I shall instruct, you will follow, and what your mind will say, you don't follow." But I thought, my mind is not always giving me bad advice, sometimes it is giving good suggestions to me. But Srila Guru Maharaj told me not to follow even what I thought was the good advice of my mind. That means you must fully depend upon me. My need is that you must fully depend upon me. Srila Guru Maharaj said in this way, "What does your mind tell you? You think it sometimes says good advice and it sometimes says bad, but you are not to follow even the apparently good advice. If you take the association of your mind, you must give some return to him. Therefore it is not necessary to take association of your mind. Instead, take my instruction for yourself." It is a very easy instruction, but we cannot always follow it. Therefore, we receive some trouble. When we forget Srila Guru Maharaj's order, we receive much trouble. Behind this, two things are acting. One is fortune and the other is our activity. Good fortune is necessary, and that comes through seva. Good fortune grows through seva. One who can do real seva will receive a good result. However, one who does seva but is always thinking about his own interest must be ignored by bhakti, and bhakti will not go to him. He may live so long and stay for many years in the Gaudiya mission, but he may not get that bhakti. There are many examples, not only in the Gaudiya mission, but such disturbances can be seen everywhere in history. It is present in Christianity, in Mohammedanism, etc. And in Hinduism there are many channels, Sri Ramanuja, Shankaracharya, etc. There is a famous story of how one day Ramanujacharya's sannyasi disciples quarrelled over something which had appeared very big, but actually was very small. It was a very small matter, but they quarrelled fiercely. Someone had moved around the clothes the sannyasis were to wear. One of them became very disturbed, and a quarrel began. Ramanuja then showed through the example of a grihastha devotee how one should serve his guru. In the scriptures, we can see this and many other examples. Shankaracharya also showed a similar example. Actually, our spiritual journey depends upon our clear consciousness. One who has some clear consciousness from his guru will not leave the track. Otherwise, everyone has some possibility of deviating. It is necessary to stay within the proper line of knowledge. We must have the conviction, we shall follow our guru blindly. We hear from many places that what our guru gave is sufficient. It is not necessary to take advice from others. And it is mainly very true. If I have no big idea and no big wide vision, then I must follow my Gurudev in a very simple way. Sometimes that will work very nicely, but it is not always true, because if a guru will say one thing or give one advice, then there is no doubt that if there are five disciples, each will take it in a slightly different way. Each of their minds will play upon that idea in a slightly different manner, so they will understand it in five ways. Maybe in the beginning they were not very different from each other, but whatever small differences exist will become more prominent as it comes down through three or four generations. By that time it may even become completely separate from Sri Gurudev's conception. Srimad Bhagavatam has mentioned, Evaṁ prakriti vaichitriyat bhidyante matayo nrinam pāraṁ paryena keshanchit pāshanda matayo pare. Srila Guru Maharaj has given a very good example of this, thesis, antithesis and synthesis. When Guru gives some knowledge, that is the thesis. But when that knowledge has come out from Gurudev, an antithesis must also come out from some other quarter. With the thesis, the antithesis will also grow side by side. And synthesis comes when both will come into harmony. The synthesis then becomes established as the basis, and again an antithesis will grow to oppose it. In this way, if five disciples hear from one guru, five kinds of ideas will grow. Their ideas also depend upon their Sukriti. If they do not go off the track, we can say they have good Sukriti, and that Sukriti comes through their service. Therefore Srila Guru Maharaj said, "What I shall instruct, you follow that, and what your mind will say, don't follow it." It was for this reason that Srila Guru Maharaj did not recommend us to read many things. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also discouraged much reading. Also, especially for those in the mat, there is no excess time for reading. Our time is all service time. There is no excess time in our hand, so how shall we try to earn other knowledge? And how can we spend our time for collecting that knowledge? Someone is studying in Sanskrit, someone in Bengali, someone else is studying in English, and spending time. They are showing a post-dated check that, after getting that knowledge, I shall serve. But before that, it is possible you may die, so why don't you think like that? Therefore, Srila Guru Maharaj did not give us the chance to study. At first, Srila Guru Maharaj did give some chance to me because I was unqualified. Srila Guru Maharaj gave me some opportunity to study, but when some proper knowledge came to me, then Srila Guru Maharaj said it was sufficient. It is not necessary to read more. Now you do seva. We tried to do seva as much as possible, heart and soul, and we have seen that gradually everything is revealing itself in our heart. We are not trying to collect knowledge from the scriptures. I read Sri Brahma Sanhita only a few years ago, but I joined over 45 years ago. It was just during the last days of Srila Guru Maharaj that I read Brahma Sanhita. One day I put the question to Srila Guru Maharaj, "Maharaj, in which way does the jiva soul come out from the Tathashta Shakti?" I heard the reply many times, but I could not catch it. So I again questioned Srila Guru Maharaj, "The creation of the world and the creation of the jivas, in which way does it happen, Maharaj? Again, please explain this to me." Srila Guru Maharaj said, "Oho, have you not read Brahma Sanhita?" I replied, "No, Guru Maharaj, I have not read it." I knew many slokas from Brahma Sanhita, having heard them from Srila Guru Maharaj, but I had not actually read the book. Then Srila Guru Maharaj said, "Read it and you will see the answer to your question very clearly explained there in the first section." He also gave a brief explanation. That question was very difficult. The jiva soul is transcendental, but the maya shakti produces material things. Her activity is always within the material world, but the jiva is transcendental and Krishna is transcendental. So, in which way can the transcendental and material combine together to produce the creation? That was the question. But Srila Guru Maharaj replied with this shloka, "Tal lingam bhagavan shambhu." Krishna throws the vision and prakriti is impregnated. Maya dakshena prakritihi shuyate sacharacharam. From Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And in the middle position, that throwing is done by Shambhu. That is his position. Srila Guru Maharaj instructed, "Read Brahma Sanhita, you will be able to see everything explained there." And when I read Brahma Sanhita, I was surprised to see, "Oh, all knowledge is inside this book, but I did not read it before. The whole of the knowledge that Srila Guru Maharaj is giving us, everything is contained here." Then the idea came to me that we must try to publish this Sri Brahma Sanhita and we shall distribute it to everyone. Actually, Srila Guru Maharaj emphasized service to Guru and the Vaishnavas, and by their mercy that knowledge will reveal itself in our heart. We can say that now we know something of the news of the transcendental world. Know means feel. We can say we have some feeling. And by following the process, you must also get those feelings. I believe that everyone has some feelings, otherwise they cannot come in this line, especially in the mat of Srila Guru Maharaj, the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. The devotees have feelings, but perhaps they cannot always feel them clearly. Feelings must sometimes come to all of you, otherwise it is not possible to remain in this devotional track. But the main thing in the teachings of Srila Guru Maharaj is to serve the Vaishnavas and to follow your Guru. In this way, you will get everything. Many disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj lived within his mission. When they came in the line of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they were very fortunate, no doubt. But later their activities sometimes caused them much trouble. Sometimes they did not know what was what, and sometimes they did not receive guidelines directly from their guru. They had heard some things, but not others. So they lost the proper devotional temperament, and what they were doing began to go in the chamber of karma, but not in the chamber of seva. In that way, they thought, "We are satisfied. This is transcendental knowledge." Easily, some of them were cheated by Maya. One who always thinks, "There exists more than this and I need that," and who always tries to search for it and tries to get it, such a person will not be cheated. In the time of Srila Swami Maharaj, everything went on under his influence, and at that time very few could understand what their actual position was. He told, "I am ISKCON, you follow me." And they tried to follow him, but they did not know which part they should follow, this part or that part. As his mission became larger, the devotees' mood of service was not always steady. It was a great difficulty for many of them. Sometimes they were very sad, sometimes very enthusiastic. Many stages are there. The different stages a devotee goes through are given in the scriptures. Utsahamayi ghanatharala byura bikalpa vishaya sangara niyamakshama tarangarangini. In the beginning, the practitioners feel much enthusiasm and do many types of service, but later their service mood goes flat. Then some wave may come in their mind, and by that wave some mood of suspicion arises. After that comes some connection with the plane of mundane enjoyment, and side by side with it, a connection with the transcendental world. They then become somewhat confused. Crossing that stage, first nishtha, steadiness, and then ruchi, taste, comes, and they gain more strength. At that stage, all hindrances go behind them, and they can proceed steadily. These stages of devotion are explained in the scriptures. So, we may feel or see outwardly that someone may be doing seva, service, but it is not always actual service. Seva gives more seva, so why is more seva not coming? Seeing the symptoms, we can say that some were not doing actual seva. Therefore, after the disappearance of Srila Swami Maharaj and Srila Guru Maharaj, they underwent some difficulty. We must be conscious, therefore, about our position and about our service. Then we will not be deviated from our position. But even if some deviation does come, if we are sincere, we can emerge from that position also. Bhumau skalita padanam bhumir eva valambhanam tvai jata paradhanam tvam eva sharanam prabho. When a baby tries to walk, he sometimes falls down on the ground. But by taking help from the ground, again he tries, and after a few days he can walk very easily. Not only that, but after growing up more, he will be able to run very fast. He gets everything, but first he must try, otherwise he will not gain anything. When we live within this body, there is the possibility of deviation everywhere. Deviation will not come to attack us if we do not listen to the demands of our mental and physical bodies. Otherwise, deviation is possible for everyone. Thus ends chapter 1 of Divine Guidance, entitled Utilizing Our Fortune.